We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
1-2. Hendricks got him. And for the first time since 2008, Sox fans will see home playoff baseball. The Chicago White Sox are winners of the AL Central.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
NBC Sports Chicago, Jason Benetti on the call. It is Parkins and Spiegel on the Score, and we love talking to this guy. He joins us from Cleveland, from the celebration on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. The White Sox closer, the man who got the final out to clinch back-to-back postseason appearances for the White Sox for the first time in franchise history, Liam Hendricks, back on the Score. Liam, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations. How's it going, man?
No, I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me, and thank you for the support throughout the year. I think without a lot of the media stuff, we wouldn't have the in-depth clubhouse conversations that we do.
Oh, really? What type of conversations are you having about us?
Oh, it's always something. I mean, between the start of the season with an enigmatic player to the rest of the season with talking about certain guys having guys on and spurring the conversation so I can talk as much crap about the rest of the team as I want.
Well, that's interesting. So were you hip to F it, we're the best team in the American League from your colleague Tim Anderson? He said it on this show.
Yeah,
right here.
We're the best team in the American League. Yeah, the fact that he had to be goaded into it is a little disappointing.
It's true. Right, he should just be able to come out with that and lead with that. That was our thought as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as a he's right there with the first division to clinch. Let's take away the rest of it, because we'll leave it at that. We don't have to talk about anything else. Leave it as the fact that we're the first team in baseball to clinch the division.
Well, if you want to talk any trash to any of your, to the Astros or anyone else right now, it's the floor is yours, Liam. We're happy to offer you that forum.
No, I always keep it close to the vest. I make sure to just make fun of our own team so that if they hear it, the fact that Tim had to be goaded into it is disappointing. The fact that I'm just going to go ahead and say the fact that we have now proven that we are the team to beat in the Central, that we have been, if we get every cylinder firing the right thing, we are the best team in baseball.
Well,
not just the American League, in baseball.
Best team in baseball if you get everything firing. See, that confidence and that swagger that you guys have, it's healthy, isn't it? And it sounds like, despite what has been, kind of a bumpy few weeks or a couple of months even or whatever, sounds like you guys still have it. You still feel like you're that good, all of you as a group?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have, I think we are cocky enough, we're arrogant enough in our own mentality, at the field, during the games, that we know that no matter what happens, if both teams are hot at the same time, we will win that. That's the foregone conclusion with the staff we have, the people we got. That's the foregone conclusion. Now, the last couple of weeks have been interesting. Now we're focusing on making sure that we can sweep the doubleheader today, because that's about as good a momentum boost as you can get. And then we take into the last week of the playoffs, and whoever we play, there's always some teams that you can find to that you need some retribution against.
Liam Hendricks with us on the Score. So we were watching you guys clinch as we were hosting the show, and it seemed like a relatively tepid, tame celebration. And you're talking about clinching the doubleheader. We were assuming you guys were all going to be drunk and they'd be playing the bench guys in this game. Can you take us inside the clubhouse? What's the celebration like?
Very mild because of the fact we know we have another game. This is actually the second time I've clinched after game one of a doubleheader. The first time was in 15 with the Blue Jays, but I've got a coffee in front of me. I'm preparing to go and head and pitch in game two because I need to keep my my track record of pitching in over one game per doubleheader this year going. So there's that. But, yeah, I think everyone understands the fact that they don't want a repeat of last year. They don't want to come in, get so excited, do all this, and then kind of play the last week out as playing out. We'll be able to turn it on later. No, we need to turn it on right now and get that momentum going so that as soon as the playoffs hit, we're firing on all cylinders. We're running out there, and we're about ready to demolish some teams.
So you do that, Liam, and you say that you're in a situation where you're ready to demolish some teams and there's some retribution. What's on your list? Like, what's on your make-good list for coming up here in the playoffs?
Well, obviously, we don't have any – we're not sure who we're playing. There's an idea against who we're playing currently. It's also the team that knocked me out last year when I was part of the Oakland A's, and that's – there's always some – you're always going to get into that and start kind of going for that. But I said that last year and it didn't work because they wiped the floor with us. So I want to try and stay away from that as much as I can. But, no, we've definitely got some people on the list and we want to make sure that we go ahead and take out. And it doesn't matter who comes up against us. We're going to have that attitude that we're going to win that day and then move forward and hopefully our goal now is to win the last game that we played this year.
You've pitched against the Astros twice this year, Liam Hendricks. 6 plate appearances. You struck out 4 guys, haven't given up a hit. So that's not an issue this year. I love it's interesting. You were on the other side in knocking these guys out in that first round. And that's obviously a fear. Nobody wants that. What can you offer your teammates in terms of words of experience here in your, 5th time into the playoffs for Liam Hendricks? What can you offer them about that first round out and how to avoid it?
Yeah, I think honestly, getting knocked out last year is going to be the biggest experience booster you can have. Very rarely do a team make it for the first time and do something incredible. It's just, it doesn't happen very often. You need to kind of soak in the experience. You need to be able to learn from it and kind of move with it. And that's the biggest thing that we can happen. But I've been harping on it all year is making sure that as soon as if we clinch or if whatever happens, that we don't take our foot off the pedal. There is no coasting to the end because you can't just flick a switch and be ready to go again. We need to make sure that everything we do now from now on is building momentum for that first series. And that's the biggest thing that I think I've been harping on, a lot of the guys have been harping on that were here last year, is making sure that, hey, look, we're not doing all this for what happened last year to happen again. We're going to make sure we come out and we're ready to go game one. And look, if it is the Astros, they are one of the better playoff teams in baseball. There's no doubt about it. I mean, in Oakland last year, we beat them, I think they won a game maybe against us during the regular season and then absolutely wiped the floor with us in the playoffs. They have a different level that they can turn to. And right now, that's the level we're getting to. We need to make sure that we're at that level because, as I said earlier, on paper, we can compete with any lineup, any rotation, any bullpen. We can compete and we can win.
Liam, when you called in, we were talking football with Dave Wannstedt, longtime coach of the Bears, former defensive coordinator for the Cowboys when they won the Super Bowl, Miami, the U. He's in studio. He wants to talk to you. Go ahead,
Coach. Hey, Liam, first of all, congratulations. And let me start by saying I am not an expert by any means, but I am a fan. And here's my question for you. You remind what you do for baseball reminds me of field goal kickers, what they do for football, okay? Now, here's my question. What's your golf game?
Oh, man.
Are you a golfer? What's your handicap, Liam?
I am not a golfer, but I can – let's put it this way. If we win the World Series, okay, I'm going to come out and I'm going to out-kick your kicker.
Okay.
Kick it. Let's go punter.
You want
to go punter? I can kick a football a decent way. So when we do that, I'm going to put it on the line. We'll raise some money for a charity of whoever's choosing. Whoever wins takes the pop for that charity.
And Wani, Liam's dad, an Australian rules football star.
Well,
Liam?
We have to maybe get the Bears involved in that and
football,
the kickers. That's awesome. No, and the reason
last time I kicked against somebody, it was kicker for the Raiders, who then I think got delisted after I outkicked him in spring training.
So. Well, you would have done that to a bunch of my kickers, so I'm glad you weren't here when I was coaching. But the reason I asked you that, in all seriousness, most field goal kickers are very good golfers. And I don't know if it's because they have extra time on their hands when everybody else is working, or they always talk to me, well, coach, it's the focus and concentration and the pressure that when I get one, it's to win the game. And that's what you do. When you go in, I mean, you're the game closer. You're the game winner for them. And that's, I admire that. A lot of pressure on you that people probably take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, you look at pressure. It builds diamonds, right? And that's the way. If you can handle it, you can handle it. It's a tough job out there. It's something that I don't think everybody can sometimes handle, but it's one of the things that I love, because it being in a pressure cooker is where you want to be. You want to have that game on your line. You want to have that game on your shoulders. It's, as a kid, you never think about, and baseball, you never think about, okay, well, I'm just going to be the guy who gets on base for the guy who's going to hit that game walk-off homer in game seven. I want to, as a kid, I was like, I'm going to be on the mound and I'm going to strike this guy out for game seven with a load of bases, 3-2 count. I'm coming in and I'm doing that. I guarantee it's the same for the kickers. They envision, like, post-game, like, at the end of the game, siren's gone. You got one more play. This kick wins it or loses it. That's the situation you want to be in. That builds character, and it's some interesting guys you have to find. And generally, a lot of us tend to be a little weird.
All the kickers are weird. Yeah, they're all weird kickers. Absolutely.
Like hockey goalies.
There you go.
Yeah. It takes a special mind to be a closer. Liam, when Craig Kimbrell is struggling like he is now, do you get in there and try to help too, along with Ethan Katz, along with Craig? He's a smart guy. He's struggled before, but when he's trying to fix himself, do you offer yourself as help if he needs it?
If he needs it, if he asks, it's something that I don't. He's been doing this a lot longer than I have, so it's like a Padawan trying to teach a Jedi Master how to use a lightsaber. It's I'm going to be learning a hell of a lot more from him than he's going to be learning from me. But if it comes up, then I'm all ears. I'm all like whatever I do. But he's not one of the guys I ever have to worry about. Even though the fact he's there's been some base runners, but it's not as if like he should have been out of that inning earlier with a double play turned. It is what it is. I don't think his struggling is the right word for him. It's just getting that consistency back with the location. And once that comes back, he's going to be electric. And look, this is a guy who's won a World Series ring. This is a guy who is one of the greatest closers of all time. We have no qualms, no doubts in his ability. And it'll be back soon, and everyone will be talking back to that time they ever doubted Craig Kimbrell.
Liam, we've had Ruby, your tarot card reader, on the show since the last time we talked to you. She did readings for all of us. Will you be seeing her before the playoffs?
So we actually just saw her in Texas because that's where she's living right now. So she came to the hotel and was able to do some Reiki on me there. And it's amazing where she's like, she's doing all this stuff and it's very just above you. And then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I feel something here, and here. I'm like, yeah, well, that's everywhere I'm currently hurting. So she's locked in on that. But it helps you get a little right. We've got some of the other players joining on board. I think Ryan Burr had a call with her the other day. I think Joe McEwing's getting into it as well. It's starting to trend here. So it's great for everyone involved. But I guarantee you we'll be in contact before the playoffs start because, I mean, yeah, you can never be too ready to go for a playoff game.
All right, so you said that, you know, you give crap to guys in the clubhouse. I mean, I'd imagine maybe that's something that they would give crap to you on, but, like, who do you want to talk a little bit of trash to right now in your own clubhouse so that they can hear it and you guys can, you know, be on edge and be at your best heading into the postseason?
Oh, I mean, we got a few guys that I could always blast a little bit. Obviously, the go-to one for me is TA because I think I ever need to bring him down a step just from where he's at. Yeah, I mean, it only took him a month to hit a couple homers. I mean, it's about time.
That's true.
Then there's Billy Hamilton, who he just keeps telling me to get – him and Brian Goodwin keep telling me to get to the bullpen before I go out there, and I'm sick of it. I've had enough of them. They both need to figure it out. I mean, let's be honest. I weighed as much as Billy when I was seven, so we can figure that out. And then and then Goody just needs to look at the stat pack to know what I've done against him in the past. So it's I got the bragging rights on all three of them, I think. So it makes it a little easier. But if they listen to this, suck at you three. I'm better.
Perfect. Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
how about Eloy with the grace, with the great plays out there in left field? He's really turned into a very graceful athlete out there, don't you think, Liam?
I'm just happy he didn't dive on the ball today. Keep it in front. Let me figure it out. And then Moncada helped me out by just getting the one out on that ball so I could get the strikeout to finish the game off, because it looks way better in a box score and it looks way better in a video form when you see we clinched with a strikeout.
Hey, Liam, we have really enjoyed getting to know you. This whole town has. And congratulations on a division championship. And it's so glad that you are enjoying your teammates as much as the fans are enjoying you, man.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. This is a game that we do. It's not just solely for us or anything else. This is a fans' game, and we appreciate everyone coming out. And I can't wait to hear the fans when we get there for a playoff game. Since, as you guys said, the first time since 2008, which is going to be pretty exciting, having a home field advantage in a stadium like Chicago's. I'm pretty pumped, and I know my wife's excited about rocking the black and silver and jamming out, because she was showing me a video of her vibrating after the last out today. She's here and celebrating, and I think they're at the bar getting blitzkrieged right now. So,
well, you know, that's the thing. I feel a little gypped. Like, normally if I interview a player after they've clinched something, you know, they're a little buzzed. When you guys win the division series, you got to come back on the show after a couple of cocktails or a couple of beers in hand, all right? We got to keep the tradition
that's
going.
That's going to be physically impossible because I don't drink. So.
Okay, well, you know, perfect. You're right. Then now
I'll be about six shots of espresso deep and buzzing around like a bee. Then how's that one work?
That's absolutely perfect. You could paint the picture for the clubhouse. Thank you, Liam.
There you go.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Congratulations again.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Liam Hendricks from Cleveland.
Yeah, Wani, it was Marquette King, the punter for the Raiders, who showed up at A's camp one time, and they had a punting contest, and Liam won.
Yeah, well,
so danger.
He would have been a match for Todd Sauerbrunn.
Yeah.
All right. That's my contribution to this show. I got to go.
All right.
Good
Dave.
Talking to you guys.
You solid. Closers, golfers,
good work out of you.
The whole thing.
Well, but you know the story on that. Do I have time for a 30-second story?
You've told you the do. Story about, yes, but go ahead. Tell the story. Absolutely.
Give me,
tell the story.
I need air time.
I think I've never heard it.
Listen to Boy Wonder.
Spigs, I'm telling you the story.
I think I've never heard it. I'll laugh at the punchline.
Listen to Boy Wonder chopping you off.
So we draft Todd Sauerbrunn, okay?
Yeah.
Showing up the first day, and I'm standing there with Kevin Butler.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I are talking about the summer. We're just getting started. How's your golf game? Kevin was a scratch golfer. He says, you know, we're talking about all the kickers and how good they are because of, you know, nerves of steel, and they got to be able to, if they miss one, come right back. And,
sure.
And that's golf. So here comes Todd Sauerbrunn. He says, what's Sauerbrunn's handicap? I said, I have no idea. So he walks up, and I said, hey, Todd, how you doing? Good to see you. Coach Wan said, this is the guy you'll be holding for on extra points. This is Kevin Butler, our field goal kicker. And Kevin says, hey, nice to meet you. What's your handicap? And Sauerbrunn looks at Butler and says, I hate golf. All right, I'm gone.
And you knew you were in trouble right then and there. Thank you, Coach.
Oh, my God. That's so good. See you, Dave. Oh, man.
Hey, can we get another straight edge person on here for Danny to offer booze to?
I'm sorry. I forgot. Again, it's not as popular as CM Punk.
Just told him before the show, Speaks. I don't think Hendrix is much of a drinker.
Yeah, no. If you can find a recovering alcoholic,
somebody's
or three,
reading Wikipedia.
Yeah. Guilty.
All right. Guilty. Well, he said not much of a drinker. I figured after they clinch, maybe there'd be a beer or two. My bad.
It's all right.
Oh, God. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, man. Him giving crap to Billy Hamilton. He weighed as much as Billy Hamilton when he was 7.
Either way, though, I like the idea of Liam Hendricks being our go-to championship celebration correspondent.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's perfect.
Right? He's perfect because he will be sober. He'll be sober.
He's sober. He's ready to talk.
Yeah. He can be our celebration correspondent on the show. Okay, Dave Wonstead is coming back into the studio.
There we go.
What happened? All right, hold on. Well, you got to talk into the microphone.
Jan's got thoughts.
How old does she know? No, I want you to read what she texted me.
What she texted? What
please text? Not again.
When I start telling the story,
you tell the same story. Run Ricky up the middle, man. I've heard it before.
Hey,
I know.
Tell Jan it's working. Okay, you got 9 jobs. You're here in Chicago. You're a legend.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
You're on Chicago Med.
Chicago Fire.
Whatever.
Did you know that I'm a player or a coach or a moron? Now I'm an expert.
I don't think he likes that cut. I don't think he likes it.
Are you kidding? He gets his residual checks from Chicago Fire.
$6.
God. I don't even want him to get new stories because the stories are so good and he's such a great storyteller. But, man, I feel like I'm in reruns sometimes. I love that man.
I'm just trying to think of sober guys you can offer booze to.
All right.
Coming up later on the show.
It's not as known that Liam Hendricks doesn't drink as CM Punk. CM Punk was a bad one.
Can we get Chris Bryant on? He hasn't had a drink in his life. Danny will try to send a six-pack his way.
I still don't really believe that about Chris Bryant.
Really?
Yeah. Come on.
Why?
That guy never had a cocktail after all those celebrations in the clubhouse.
It's not what he does. It's not how he rolls.
I know. In the moment. I bet you he's had one, too. I bet you he's had one. We have Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel. Those kids don't drink yet, right? They just gamble.
not yet, as far as I know.
Right?
I keep the wine fridge locked.
All right, perfect. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
What you got riding on this game?
My daughter.
What a gambler.
It's time for Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
It's something, it's a newer type of situation. And
I'm confused. I've been hearing it, like, I feel like just this year.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
The segment where Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel pick NFL games against not only each other, but their own family.
Oh, and time to make some football picks.
Judging by, like, the actual animals, the Rams would probably win on, like, a mountain or something. But on regular flat land, the bear would probably win.
Just fathers and sons bonding over gambling on football.
Where's my money, Dad?
I left it in there.
What? How could you do that, Dad? It was my money.
That's bad money. I don't want you to have that money.
Parkins versus Spiegel on the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score.
In first place, yours truly.
Am I in dead last?
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm behind.
You're 1-5.
I'm 1-5?
You're behind both of the children.
I am 4-2.
Oh, God.
And the kids, my son went 1-1-1 last week after going 2-1 the first week, so he's 3-2-1.
I was very surprised that Elmo pulled out the win.
Yeah, it was surprising. It really was. Yeah. But Moo pushed. What about Ruben, Shane?
Ruben is 2-4.
2-4.
Okay.
The Parkins family representing.
He asked for a little more knowledge this week before he made his picks, did Ruben. So
he needs it. He went 0-3 last week.
Yeah, these are a little bit more informed, these picks from Ruben, theoretically, this week.
All right. I will go first, given that it is Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel, and I'm in first place. I think the Giants are terrible, and I think the Falcons are merely below average. I think the wrong team is favored. I understand that the game is in New York, but I don't really see any reason to fear what the Giants can do. We know that Daniel Jones is good for at least one turnover per game. I think that the Falcons defense, while not good, might not be objectively terrible. Falcons +3 in New York. I start it right there.
Okay.
All right.
So Falcons getting 3. That's how I do it.
Falcons getting 3. Okay. Falcons +3, whatever the case may be. Owen was in quite a mood this morning when I was recording the picks. I have no idea how Tanny was able to make this into usable content. Let's see Owen's first game, please.
Football.
Football.
Yeah.
Owen, who do you want to pick, the Jets or the Broncos?
No.
No, you don't want to pick that game at all? Airplanes or horsies?
Nay.
Okay, that sounds like the Broncos. So we're going to go Denver minus the points over New York Jets, okay?
He did say okay. But,
what are the points?
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I like
the, the current line for that game,
Denver
minus 10.5.
Denver minus 10.5. Owen laying 10.5.
Owen's laying 10. But remember, man, he has a winning record.
He does. And I like the way that he said football. What was that? That was solid, in my opinion.
Thank you. That's a new word to the vocabulary in the last week.
All right, time for my pick. That's right. Here I come from last place to save the day, flipping it around and going with a home favorite. The Tennessee Titans have found their offense. They found it in desperate manner against Seattle to come back. And now they get a Colts team who's probably not going to have Carson Wentz. Do you know who took most of the snaps at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts yesterday and today? Brett Hundley is looking like your starting quarterback this Sunday for the Colts. Give me the Titans, and I'll tell you extra reason why. Bum Phillips getting inducted into the Ring of Honor in Tennessee. Love ya, Blue. Titans fans who attend the game will get an Oilers flag this weekend. Give me the Titans over the Indianapolis Colts. -5 is the way that I have it. Titans -5 over the Colts. And here is Ruben Spiegel with pick number one.
Arizona -7.5 points against Jacksonville.
I think I'll do Cardinals.
Any reason?
Well, I mean, I feel like they're just better.
That's a really good reason. That's a good reason. That's a solid reason.
I feel pretty good about his reasoning right there.
Yeah, I do too.
He asked me which team was better. I told him flat out Arizona was better than Jacksonville. Well, so, I mean, is that insider information? Am I tilting it? I don't think so.
No, you told him the truth.
Okay. I mean,
he is a losing gambler, but so people can fade Ruben Spiegel if they'd like.
Feel free to fade Ruben. He takes Arizona over Jacksonville.
Parkins versus Spiegel. The total is plummeting in this game. I disagree. I think Justin Fields will generate some chunk plays. I think the Browns will be able to run the football against the Bears. This has gone down 1.5 just today. I like over 45 in Bears and Browns. Over 45 Bears and Browns. Let's get pick number two from my 19-month-old.
Baltimore or Detroit?
Hey, Owen. Raven? Wait, where are you going?
Don't walk away from me. Ravens or Lions? Ravens or Lions?
No.
No, why do you keep saying no?
I'm done.
You're all done?
Do you like Lions?
No. But,
Marta's going to be here soon. What is your dog's name?
Omar.
Omar. All right, I guess that means in honor of Michael K. Williams, you're picking the Ravens this weekend over the Detroit Lions with the points. Thank you.
Yeah.
Baltimore -7.5. Marta, she's very lovely. She arrived after the pick segment.
Okay, yeah. Big fan of Marta.
Yeah, he loves Marta way more than my wife or myself.
I noticed he's never said mom or dad in these picks before.
Never heard that before. Just heard about Elmo.
Yeah.
And Marta.
Omar and Motar.
Yeah.
Marta.
Sorry.
Yeah. Motar.
Motar.
Sort of alien entity watching your child. Yeah.
Again, mock if you will.
Okay.
But he has a winning record.
All right.
He's a winning sports gambler so far this year, 19 months old. Just saying.
Marta kind of closes it down for you like a field goal kicker, you know?
Yeah, terrible golfer.
A lot like that. Make sure you
you're
set
like
him
a
up.
Field goal kicker. Make What's sure your handicap?
Yeah. Make sure you set him up for that.
He just clinched the division.
I hate golf.
Did you hear that? Sauerbrunn hates golf.
Now we know. All right, I'm chasing down Omar. The Buffalo Bills found their offense as well last week in Miami with a 35-0 win. Buffalo against the Washington football team. But what about Taylor Heinicke, Spiegel? What about Terry McLaurin? Well, guess what? The Bills' pass defense has not allowed an opposing receiver to have more than 55 yards receiving in either of the two games. If they shut down Terry McLaurin, Washington doesn't have enough to hang. I like the Bills -7 points. They're laying 7, Shane, at home over the Washington football team. It's my second pick. Ruben Spiegel with pick number two.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers -1.5 points against the Los Angeles Rams.
I think I'll do the Rams.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me why.
Because the Buccaneers are like older, but they are still pretty good. But the Rams are like good. They're younger and they're hungry.
I think that might be true. All right, good.
Says the Rams are hungry. He asked me to describe the teams, told him the Bucks were the winners, but the Rams think they might be good enough this year to win it. So he went with the hungry team.
Yeah, it means more to them.
Yep.
I like that.
Ruben took the Rams.
I think that's reasonable. I am against you.
The number right now is not as good, but I will give it out anyway for the intrigue of being against you. I bet it at Washington plus 8.
Really?
It's now plus 7. I think that that'll be a lower scoring game, and it's just a lot of points for a full touchdown, given that I don't think Washington will get shut out in the game. Heineke's a playmaker, like you said. McLaurin's a tier one receiver. Antonio Gibson. Like, I think in a lower scoring game, if you can get more than a touchdown, it's generally speaking a good wager. So I'll take the WFT plus the 8. Again, my pride and joy, my toddler, a winning sports gambler through 2 weeks. What is Owen's third pick in Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel?
Seattle minus 2 or Minnesota plus 2? Green or purple?
Green.
Green. Okay, Seattle is the pick over the Minnesota Vikings. So that is very, very difficult. Yeah. It's almost like you're a year and a half and I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
It's almost like that. It was very, very, it was probably about a 4-minute audio file that I sent to you, Tanny, to get 9 kind of words out of him. It was like pulling the teeth he barely has.
Kid's falling behind, by the way.
I agree. He's regressing in a big, big way. So Seattle, I told him it was a 2-point spread. It's minus 1.5 right now, but we'll quote it at 2.
Get him on the horn.
See if he recount. Wants
to. Come on.
See if he's still like. Oh, we'll see. Seattle minus 1.5 is the current number.
I'm sorry.
He's throwing away the ballots.
I'm sorry. Owen is home, busy having a good time with Marta. He's unavailable for either Danny or his wife.
That is very, very true.
All right. Sticking with a trend, Spiegel trying to climb out of the cellar, taking home favorites. The Dolphins, banged up at quarterback especially, have to go to Vegas to play the Raiders? Come on now. I mean, Derek Carr is on fire as well, looking for his 5th straight game with at least 300 passing yards. He has been tremendous, and I think that will continue at home against the Dolphins. I like the Raiders minus 4.5 over Miami. Those are my 3 picks, home faves, every single one. What about you, Ruben? Huh?
The Bears plus 7.5 points against the Cleveland Browns.
Bears.
Bears, huh?
Yeah.
Any reason?
The other team's nickname stinks.
The Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what even is that nickname?
Yeah. Tell me something that's brown.
Poop. Are they poop? Are they poop in the real game?
No. They used to be.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I love the kid. He's spot on. First brown thing you think of, poop. I mean, that's not wrong. And it's a nickname decision from the Rubster. Takes the Bears plus the points.
Hard-hitting football analysis in Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
Mm-hmm.
As always, one of the more polarizing segments in radio. People either love it or hate it. And one person saying, I love that Parkins talks to Owen like more of an adult than Spiegel talks to Ruben. I don't think that was true last week. I definitely was baby voicing Owen last week. But this week, I do think that maybe that one flipped. I was very frustrated with him.
Yeah,
so I was talking to him like a damn adult.
And I'm talking to Ruben terrified that he's going to be terrible. And he's not, so that's good.
No, he wasn't terrible at all. Bottom of the hour, by the way, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Chelsea Handler will join us around 5:30. Some of our favorite moments from the White Sox season coming up at 5 o'clock. But yesterday, one of my favorite players of all time, he was all of us in a very honest moment yesterday. It's next on The Score.
Here's a liner to right. Diving catch by Schwindel. Schwindel, Big Frank, right-handed first baseman. A good thing he's right-handed, Ron. If he's a lefty, I doubt that he makes that play. He dove toward the line and speared that searing line drive.
Frank. Who the hell is Frank?
Pat Hughes on the call right here on the home of Cubs Radio, 670 The Score. Who the hell is Frank? That would be Frank Schwindel. But, go ahead.
Did you see what he did? You see what he did, Danny?
Of course I saw what he did.
What did he do?
I don't quiz you on the air.
What did he do, Danny?
I don't know what he did.
Shane, do you see what he did?
No. I don't watch them.
He did a thing one time in the dugout when after he'd hit one of those early homers and everybody's like, oh, this is ridiculous. This doesn't mean anything. But he was having a good time where he knew where the marquee camera was. So if you're watching us on the Twitch, he did like the Isaac, the Ted Lang from the Love Boat credits, the two finger boom, like pointing the fingers at the camera with a big old grin. He did that in the dugout. Where's the camera? Hi, there you go. Boom.
It's the one with the red light on it.
That's a good call. So he did that in the dugout once for a home run. It's kind of become a thing that people share on the socials about him, on the Twitters. That's what they call it. The kids call it the Twitters. And so last night he makes this diving catch, and he makes a catch. He's on the ground and immediately turns and just goes, boom, does the Ted Lang two-finger gun salute to, I believe, the third baseman, Wisdom, or maybe the pitcher, like, I got you back. But he did that in the middle of a game after making a diving catch. It was ridiculous and hilarious.
I am sorry I missed it.
I am sorry you missed it, too. But what? Let me explain it.
I appreciate your explanation. I also, according to Tanny, who I have not heard this yet, Derek Lee was one of my favorite Cubs. I mean, everyone loved D. Lee. And he threw out the first pitch with his family. He sang the stretch. He was on the marquee broadcast.
Yeah, sat down with Cole Wright before the game. And then he went over and he sat down with Boog and the others.
And it went like this.
I mean, what a good town. And that's, you know, that's a great thing about the day games here. You get to experience a little bit of it in the evenings with the family. So
fun for your kids to come back too, right? And they were obviously really little back in the day.
Well, that's another great thing. You know, my two youngest didn't experience any of this. So this is brand new to them. They'll get a chance to see the stretch.
They're like, hey, Dad was really good. Dad was really cool. Yeah.
That one served out to left center. And Schwindel... Frank the Tank, make it 11 in a row. Have you seen him play at all? Because it's just barrel after barrel. It's pretty amazing.
I can't say I have.
Yeah, okay.
Busy coaching, Boog.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I don't get the network. And I need to get the network.
Oh, man. We'll get you the app or something.
Yeah. Actually, they just did a couple days ago. They hooked me up with them.
Okay.
How to get into it.
I got a text, Boog. That is so great. Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. You haven't seen him. Yeah, I am not watching the game. Oh, this is awkward. We're on live TV. How many outs are there? Please end this for me.
I don't get the network.
Have you seen him play at all? Because it's just barrel after barrel. It's pretty amazing.
Can't say I have.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah, okay.
I was surprised that Mac was in the booth.
Hilarious.
That's a big get for him. You know, I thought maybe he was prepping for his Friday show, but that's a big get for Marquis to have Mac in there to go, oh no.
But Boog is just that that's the nod to the audience. That's the talk show host in him. He's a very funny guy. Like that yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Conversationally
that happened.
Okay.
I got burned for that one.
Can't say I have.
Yeah, okay.
Busy coaching, Boog.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I don't get the network.
Oh.
And I need to get the network.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Ixnay on the owned day, getting the network nay.
Just,
Derek.
Oh, man.
Derek. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Derek, shut up.
Yeah.
Derek, come on, man.
Come on, the app's available. You definitely can get it. You got the sports package.
You can send you the app.
Come on.
Have you seen him play at all? Because it's just barrel after barrel. It's pretty amazing.
Can't say I have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last 11 games for Frank Schwindel, he's got 19 hits. Three homers, seven ribs, the OPS of 1.117. He does keep hitting. I understand Boog's question.
Of course.
It's barrel after barrel for Frank Schwindel.
Of course. It's a totally reasonable question to ask of Derek Lee. It's just a funny answer, and it's a funny live TV spot.
I assume because of your baseball love and your deep-seated Cubsness, you've been reading every edition of Sahadev Sharma's, he's on the team for next year.
I do read those.
Those are good.
He's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I pay for The Athletic. I'm going to read their content. That stuff is great.
That is
and it
is
helps
good.
Keep me informed on what's going on and the decisions that they have. And Texter said, JFC, why are you talking about that other baseball team? We're making fun of a funny moment from the broadcast. We haven't broken down Cubs baseball in months.
Yeah.
We know the White Sox clinched today.
congratulations.
We did a ton of content right when they clinched. In fact, even before they clinched, and we had a wonderful conversation with Liam Hendricks.
And we'll be talking much more about them coming up.
Absolutely.
At 5 o'clock.
I like this listener who was listening to Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel and was listening to how we talked to our children. And Texter says that Parkins speaks to his kid more like an adult than he does to Spiegel.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't.
It is.
You think that's true?
No.
I don't think that's
no,
true.
No, I don't think that's true.
Owen doesn't have your vocabulary yet. Like, that's not.
Not yet.
He's a year or two away.
I haven't even met Marta.
Yeah. That's
who knows if I'd like her the way that Owen does? Doubt it. You know?
It's crazy, though. I went to New York for a day. Yeah. I come home. He's with child care. Somewhat pleased to see me.
Oh, God. No.
But, yeah.
Don't, Danny, that's your first taste of that. That is one of the worst things that happens.
Yeah.
Because Ruben, right now, fourth grade, he's still pretty psyched to see me, but I can tell that he's kind of doing it because he knows he's supposed to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, the bloom is off that rose. There was a point where my brother lives in New York, and his kid stopped running to the door to greet him when he came home.
Yeah.
So we started paying him to do it. He's like, look, I miss this. $5. I'll give you $5 every time. If you run to the door, give me a hug and greet me like I'm the king of the world coming home. Would you please do that? Thank you.
That's good parenting, I think.
I don't think so.
I could see myself doing it.
It's desperate. It's very desperate and very selfish.
But it's humbling that you're talking about Ruben's 9 and he's kind of faking it. Owen is 19 months, and because Marta was there, he's like, am I going to leave this excellent one-on-one attention that I'm getting that doesn't ever involve Twitter? And
this woman hasn't spilled a single beer on me.
Yeah, it's incredible the things that she does that I apparently do not do for the child. I mean, he gave me a hug. He said, hi, Dad. It was fine, but when she walks in at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's like a Super Bowl or a World Series every day.
Wait till you take him to preschool and you're like emotionally broken up. You're scared. You're devastated. You're getting weepy. And Owen's like, see you later, Dad.
Yeah. All right, bye. This
just
was fun.
Turns on. Okay. All right, bye-bye. I'll tell you. You're coming back later, right? Okay. All right, good. Yeah. I'll let you know how it goes. And you're like, oh, my God. The killer. Sunrise, sunset.
Time flies when you're parenting. How about Liam Hendricks saying he could outpunt any of Dave's kickers, by the way? I wrote that down. We got to do that. We got to actually take him up on that.
Yeah,
sure,
man.
Do it.
At the end of the season.
Absolutely.
But I feel like he's hustling Dave. Like, Dave's like, okay, yeah. And then you told him that it actually had already happened before. But
put
that in the back of our mind to do a little stunt with Liam Hendricks in the offseason.
I think he's down for stunts. That guy enjoys the stunts. He's pitching very, very well. There was some newsy nuggets in there a little bit. He says that Craig Kimbrell's fine. Craig Kimbrell should be teaching him stuff. He doesn't need to show Craig anything. And he thinks that the first round exit was the best thing that happened to the White Sox last year.
We will get into all of it. The win today, what it happens going forward, our favorite moments from covering this team over the course of the year, what Rick Hahn said after the clincher. We have it all for you coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.